What does it mean to be a Christian? Some people think it means what we believe. Some people think it's about doctrines and dogmas. Some people think it's about creeds and affirmations of faith. I have a dear friend who, at times in her life, has expressed the dilemma of her faith as one of never knowing enough. I don't know enough to be saved, she would say. When I've asked her what she means by that, her answers make it clear that she views salvation almost like a test, a multiple choice exam, a fill-in-the-blank test, or an essay exam, and that her salvation depends upon her giving the exact right answer, getting an A+ on the exam, getting a 4.0 in the class. Is salvation, is being a Christian, about holding on to certain specific sets of doctrines and beliefs, concepts, ideas, and believing them in a certain specific way? Is it about passing some kind of an attest or an exam as to what you believe and how you believe it? That's how some Christians seem to think and talk. Giving the wrong answer on any of their particular hot topic issues, their pet theologies, is an express way to hellfire and damnation. Give the wrong answer, and you are eternally toast. And heaven forbid if you're gay. It doesn't matter what theological positions you hold on doctrines. I can proclaim Jesus Christ as the incarnate Word of God, as fully human and fully divine, who came into this world to teach and to preach and to heal and to die on the cross for the sins of the whole world and be raised from the dead for our eternal life. I can affirm the faith with the words and the language and the concepts and the ideas that the evangelical church says is the right way, with the right words, the right meaning, the right ideas, the right intent. But if I'm gay, I'm still going to hell. See, being a Christian isn't really about passing a test, giving the right answer on a theological exam, making the right affirmations of faith, and understanding those affirmations in a certain specific way. Being a Christian isn't about so much what you believe as it is in who you follow. Where is our Christian identity rooted? Is it in Christ? Is it in following the teachings of others? Is it following the Word of God or the Bible of God or the Scriptures in a particular way? Is it fulfilling a list of do-dos and don't-dos? Or is it living your life following Jesus? The way Jesus calls us to live. Christians were first called the followers of the way. There are 7 distinct references to us as followers of the way in the Acts of the Apostles. One of those is found in today's reading, where Paul, Saul, is given letters to go and to persecute followers of the way in Damascus. That is what we were called originally, the way of Christ, followers of the way, a way of living, a way of being, a way of relating to God, and a way of relating to others. That way which Jesus identified, the way, is the way of love, not law, not rules and regulations, not precepts and ideas, but a way of living, a way of living in love towards God and towards others. How we treat others with love, in the way that we have been treated with love by God, loving the Lord your God and loving your neighbor as yourself. No greater love hath a man than this, that he lay down his life for his friends. These kinds of passages, this kind of love, sacrificial love, love that seeks not its own way, but God's way of acceptance and affirmation. Not the way of brute force, not the way of authority and power, not the way of direction and control, not the way of Christian nationalism, but the way of Christ and Christ's love, Christ's self-giving, selfless love, Christ's love that knows the hurt and the pain of loss and fear, the hurt and the pain of hunger and need, the hurt and the pain of rejection, the hurt and the pain of this life, Christ's love, which pierces through the crust of our lives into our hearts with grace and hope and peace and joy. It's this way, the way of Christ, that we are called to live. We were first called Christians in Antioch. You can find that over in Acts chapter 11, verse 26, if you want to see that first reference to us as Christians. But even after that, the movement was still called the way. That name reflects that the Christian life is about a way of living, a way of following Jesus. While many things can be said about it, our Christian identity is governed by being a people of prayer. The way of the Christian life is one of prayer, guided by prayer, fulfilled by prayer, girded by prayer. Being a people that are present to God and to others. Through prayer, we are present. Through our physical presence and our emotional presence, we are present to others and to God. It's also being a people who give of themselves. Through prayer and through presence, we give of ourselves, of that which we have received, of the gifts of life and family, the gifts of hope and joy, the gifts, yes, of dollars. When we become a people who are giving of ourselves, we are following the way of Christ, guarded and guided by prayer. In our presence towards God and others, we are givers of ourselves and the gifts we have received. Being a people who follow the way, the people of the way of Christ, means that we serve God and serve others. The hungry, the homeless, those who have great needs. When we give a cup of water or a plate of food, when we give of our time, of our presence, of our prayers, we are serving others, following the way of Christ. Being a people who follow the way of Christ means being a people who witness to the grace of Christ, sharing God's grace with all. Witnessing means not just saying what we believe. Sometimes it's understood that way, but it doesn't mean that. Not entirely. Witnesses mean sharing what we have received, the love we have received, the forgiveness we have received, the presence of God that we have received, the grace of God that we have received. It means sharing it in witnessing to others and with others about the wonderful love of God, that despite our failures, despite our stumblings, despite our misunderstandings, God nevertheless gathers us in and embraces us, forgives us, dusts us off, writes us, and sends us on our way following the way of Christ. Through our prayers, our presence, our gifts, our service, our witness, we are the people of the way of Christ, a way of living that is girded and bounded and empowered by love. Love that calls us to love God and love others. Love that considers the needs of the other as being more important than or essential to our own needs. That's the way of Christ. Here in the month of September, we're going to be exploring each one of these elements of the way of Christ. These elements are part of our vows as we come into membership in the church. We promise to support the church through our prayers, our presence, our gifts, our service, and our witness. Each one of these areas calls us to be an expression of God's love towards others, an expression of God's love towards those outside these doors, an expression of God's love towards those who need to hear the love of God, the affirming grace of God, the welcoming presence of God. These vows call us to pray, to be present, to give, to serve, and to witness, to be an embodiment of the love of God for all. So this month we're going to be exploring these vows that we have made, these promises that we have made, these affirmations that we have made to be a people of prayer, a people of presence, a people of giving, a people of service, and a people of witness, the people of the way of Christ. And yes, when we live this way, when we live out these callings, when we live out these vows, yes, there will be people who will oppose to us. There'll be people who say, well, you're not believing the way we think you should believe, and you're not doing what we think you should be doing. I'm sorry. We're living the way Christ calls us to live. That is the way. This month, as we explore the way, may we be open to the grace of God, the Spirit of God, the presence of God, the gifts of God, the witness of God, and may we prayerfully be present to God and to each other as we follow Christ along His way for us. In the name of the Father and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. And may God's people say, Amen.